Okay, we'll get started. This talk on, this is the best talk title, by the way, we have this year. AOMP Compiler Kung Fu. So JP is gonna explain all about this.
All right, thanks, Kenneth. Okay, so this is AOMP Compiler Kung Fu, the collaboration between me and our internal AI system. So thanks to the AI. It's about mastering optimization environment variable. I left the environment skills from lights because I realized that after like 30 lights, I have any more time to actually go through them. About these lines, so catch me. I'm JP, you there? You're welcome, OpenMP. And this is a talk space. OpenMP, you compile have in Rock. If you want to remember from this talk, please be at this flag. So that get that fast, and that is what we try to come up with. Be the best performance for GPU. Okay, so now I'm done with this. No, now what if you want to remember. All right, let's talk basics again. This from sheets, yeah, memory interconnects, whatever, blah, blah, blah. There's many things about this. But from a high level point of view, you can think of it like, okay, so I GPU, you have compute engines, and on compute engines, little things that do the processing. For us, these compute units is processor. On our graphics cards is or scheduled as that's a wavefront. Thread, that's a wavefront. Now we are called a warp. Now these or box, and a wavefront has 4 words. You can think of as threads, right? The wavefront and compute unit stays there until it is done. So a wavefront does not move around compute units, but it's actually scheduled and then put onto a compute unit. And the compute unit you can as about the lanes. This is actually what then you. So I call these lanes. It's more. Look at how OpenMP works from how you put OpenMP CPU and think have an array. Items work on. So this is, and then you have 4 teams. You have like things. The actual data items is okay. That's picture in here, and let's have it's the vector copy basically, okay? So AI is BI. Now, that you want to compute here is just color coded the way that we map these specified in the standard, so every compiler may do this in a more for your mind, an actual like part, because it's an OpenMP. So there's detail to that single thread. Now, one thing about all of this is, again, the chunk size that comes a loop, a graph kind of stylus. You have this. So we have a hat, we have an another iteration of the loop to compute that you move to once you're done with the computation. All right, so this is kind of how these arrows appear. And now there's one more thing. That is at runtime in the just the way that the standard is wrote. And the way this is handled is that this is actually a function call into a device library that is running on the GPU. But something you want to have, at least not on the GPU. Okay. Enable only if you give it the flag. We also enable your program. One is you open the input control variables in we also assume.
Should I? Okay. If you can hear me, that's okay.
Now, you do not have. So you don't have a pragma 1p parallel something and another pragma 1p parallel. Because then, if you have that. And finally, if you. We are allowed to ignore variables inside the target regions. So the standard would allow teams, a number of threads, whatever, as environment variable. With that flag, we don't. Okay, so these are options to keep in mind if. And you probably won't see what you were thinking you would see. Okay. The first is. And then obviously enable the OpenMP target. MP target big jump loop. Back to this picture, remember, if you do all the chunking, what that allows us to do is end up with a regular loop of the device RTL, one function call. Per iteration, basically, or per chunk size. Quite a big so you just end up having a loop. Now, if you think of how you would program GPUs and things like CUDA or HIP or some other, like OpenCL, some other of these languages, you would typically just write a kernel function where you say, like, okay, so I have a thread identifier, and whatever that thread identifier is in my whole grid of computations, that's the array element I want to compute on, right? Okay, we can do that. There's an option that's called -mp target no loop. It gives you exactly that kind of code generation. Now, there's a couple of very specific assumptions here, I believe, and everything, so they cannot. But we've lifted a lot of the originally imposed restrictions on like const expert stuff and everything. So you can use the no loop option and typically get the best code, air quotes, for loops. What happens is we just remove the whole loop. Put on the GPU and computes the specific work item. Okay? RTL, the block style code gen. And then we have fopenmp target cross team reductions. Now that's a specialized kernel for reduction things. So if you have a reduction inside your kernel, that's probably what you at least want to try out. And what that gives you is basically code gen for a reduction implementation as you would do manually if you were to write it yourself. Basically, there, it implements this pattern. Okay, so this is too broken. Yeah. Test. Okay, I can do that. And yeah, so this is the overall sketches here. So it has multiple stages, multiple things, wavefronts, work groups, teams all collaborate and use what we call LDS, or sort of like a scratchpad memory to coordinate stuff. And then what you do is we implement this tree reduction that you find in textbooks when you do CUDA or HIP programming with the shuffle operations. So you specify a number of teams and threads, and they do the shuffle reduction into a local storage. And then within the team, you do a more reduction. And then you finally come up with per team one value that's put into a global array. And then you have a specific team that does the reduction over all these like sub reduction things and comes up with the final result. And so here's where I'm going to show some graphs for Spec Excel suite and the Spec HPC suite. So we ran the CodeGen experiments here. The most left one is without anything, so that's a baseline. And then we have only the big jump loop, nothing else. Only the no loop, nothing else. Only cross-team reductions, nothing else, and then everything combined. So here we see typically that works pretty well. There is one outlier where everything things get pretty slow. That's the PEP thing. We know why. And that's something we actually want to not do cross-team reductions because of the way that the code is written. Because then, like, there are certain limitations that we can talk about this more offline if you want. I don't want to go into too much detail here. For Spec HPC, the same thing with the labels. So most left without anything, then big jump loop, no loop, cross-team reductions, and all combined. And we see the impact here isn't too hard, but that's also because there's MPI going on, there's more stuff going on, there's host time going on. But typically, you don't break stuff, but sometimes you actually get quite a big of performance uplift. Now, then there's something that is called FOpenMP GPU threads per team. And that's actually something that you want to play around with if you know that you're resource limited. For example, register allocation. Or you know that your kernel is going to write a lot of memory back to your main memory. Because that basically gives the compiler an idea of how many things will be active at a time in a team. And that is, if you think about a shared resource, let's say register file, if you have like, let's say, four threads per team, you have to chunk up that register file into, you know, smaller blocks as compared to when you say, oh, I only run two threads per team, right? Then that same shared resource will give you more of that resource per thread. And that is where if you are in high register pressure scenarios, you may want to play around with that thing. But we do that like regularly to look at how does that change for certain benchmarks. And this is, again, the Spec HPC suite. So we have the different benchmarks. And this matrix, basically blue means good, red means bad. If you select the default, that's the 256 column here. You see, you get typically good performance around the whole benchmark suite, and that's what we kind of optimize for, right? But you can really like screw it up to like only 59% of the original performance if you lower that threshold. So that's an option you can play around with, and sometimes it gives you some uplift, but sometimes it really does hurt. So keep that in mind. Then there's also FOpenMP dash target dash cross-team reduction dash block size. So there's a lot of words there. And that gives you basically how many threads you want to have active in a target, in a cross-team reduction kernel. Right? So remember that picture? That's basically saying how many threads do I want to participate in this whole reduction scheme. Yeah? And you can set that. The default is now all the way to the right. So that's 1024. And you can see, typically, that gives you good performance. But there's two cases where you can actually gain 20% of uplift if you reduce that. And sometimes you can actually, again, get down to only like 58% of the original thing if you actually play around this like too much. Okay, so that's another thing. You can play around with it, but keep in mind that it may go south. Now, finally, something
that's maybe more beneficial if you were to acquire one of our newest products, the MI300A, that's an APU. Now, this is not for marketing, but it's because there's a single memory. And a single memory means that you do not have any PCIe data transfers if you're going to access a pointer on the device that was originally in host memory, right? So if you think of a system where you have a discrete GPU attached on the PCIe bus, then you have your data in DRAM. Now, if you launch a target region and you were to access a host pointer, you would trigger a page fault in the GPU, and you would kind of need the driver to bring that page to the GPU and everything. So this is basically what unified shared memory or unified memory is. And this compiler flag would force the compiler to generate code that assumes a unified shared memory. Okay? So that's an OpenMP concept you can look up in the standard. But as I mentioned, you would do not do any device copies. So these map clauses that you might know from OpenMP are meaningless. Now, how does it look like? So let's assume we now have a system of these APU things. So here on the left, right, we have a chip. There's a certain CPU partition. There's a GPU partition internally that has all these XCDs. And then there's HBM memory, where actually your data is. Now, with that little program there, you just malloc or new stuff on the host. You have your target region, and you have this map clause. So basically, do this vals I equals I on the device. And we still have a map clause here, to from, so bring it to the device and back. Now, the flag basically implies that you put in this pragma. So pragma OMP requires unified shared memory, basically tells us, I won't do anything manually. Please, runtime and driver, do the data movement for me. Now, what this does is, you allocate on the system HBM. In USM mode, you just ignore the maps. And here, you don't have any page migrations because you just access that memory page. And this was a single socket example, so the page would already be on that socket. Okay, so conclusion is, dash F OpenMP target fast. That's the one thing you want to remember. The other ones are to play around with once you have, you know, you actually realize that you do not get what you want. We also recommend to let the compiler choose the num threads num teams clause, so please don't specify it, or unless it's important for correctness, of course, but maybe then you can think of other ways to, like, maybe make your code correct without these clauses. And then there's even more flags for tuning, but just be aware of their potential suboptimal impact, okay? So whatever flags you do, there might be some suboptimal impact. Then there's the disclaimer that I may be wrong, and I thank you very much for your attention. Do we want to try to? Okay. Maybe if you speak up loud enough, I can hear it already.
No, let's do it for the stream as well. Questions?
Hi.
Hi.
Can I assume that all of the flags which you mentioned are also pragmas available to me?
That's a very good question. And I think the answer is no. I have to admit that I'm not completely sure about all these assumes things. There may be requires pragmas that kind of specify these things. I am not sure. I would need to go into the specification and look for that.
Because then, please tell us, how can we keep our make files, for instance, a bit portable? Because in the code, we might do a lot of things around pragmas still, but with flags. Do I need to compile each file with a different flag here?
That's a very good question.
Perhaps it's not what you are presenting here, so I can accept that as well.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's a very good question. I mean, in theory, we try to have people just use this one flag, but that implies certain things, sure. And I think the best answer is here. You have to be aware of that. In either case, you have to be aware of that. Because, for example, the USM, the Pragma OMP requires unified shared memory clause that you can put in your program. That currently the specification requires this class to be present in every source file. So you cannot like have it in one file to make this USM aware and the others no. Either everything or nothing, right? And so you can think of this force USM flag as just a convenient way to kind of add this flag, add this clause via your make file to everything that you have, right? That would be another way to look at that. Excellent questions, yeah, thank you.
Any other questions? I have a short one, a nasty one. What's the deal with the two compilers? There's AOMP, there's AOCC. Why can't AMD make up their mind and pick one? There's reasons, I know, but maybe you can say something about this.
Honestly, I don't know, and I guess the answer is probably above my pay grade. No, I don't know. So I actually don't. So my understanding is AOMP, so the thing that I've just talked about, this is not an official product, but that's kind of our OpenMP. You can think of it as a development compiler. So there's a repository under GitHub, Rockham, AOMP, with like build scripts and everything that pulls basically the current state of the compiler onto your local system and builds that. Now, for Rockham release, some state of this, not necessarily the top of tree, but you know, like some way back, is then merged into an actual Rockham release. So all the flags I showed here are in a Rockham release already. So this is nothing specific to AOMP. Now, AOCC has a couple of things that are not publicly mirrored. That's my understanding. So whatever we do, that's publicly mirrored in our LLVM project fork. And once we are happy with it, we also try to upstream it into mainline LLVM. That doesn't always work for various reasons, but that's at least our goal. With AOCC, I believe the goal is different. And this is more, and AOCC is also, that's host specific. So that's more for the Zen architectures.
And less so for, it doesn't even support GPUs or very well at least.
Yeah. That's my understanding.
To the community, this is horribly confusing, but I'm sure you're well aware of that. Yeah.
This, not only to the community. So sometimes you're just getting confused.
Talk to the marketing people about this. But. Okay, last call for questions.
Here in the front is one.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for your talk. Do you have any idea of this compared to Hentune OpenCL code? If I use the... Oh, I forgot the pseudonym. If target OpenMP first.
Can you say that again?
How does this compare to Hentune OpenCL code?
Hentune OpenCL code?
Yeah, because you are talking about an OpenMP offload compiler to a GPU. I could write OpenCL directly.
So that depends heavily on what you're looking at. So there are certain like mini benchmarks that we run again, let's say HIP, where you know sometimes they win, sometimes we win. I guess in the general sense, a compiler will always have to have a hard time against actual hand-tuned code for a specific thing.
Get it, Shepard.
But we do our best to give you a, let's say, the best performance in general, and maybe your application is just not that general thing, right?
Okay.
So the compiler had just something like always can always have a hard time to figure it out, and we try to work on that to make it better so that you know these cases won't appear as often.
Yes, indeed. But most of the time, using OpenMP should be enough to get decent performance.
Yeah, I agree. But I can give you any numbers.
Yeah, sure.
For several reasons, but yeah. No.
Thank you.
And there's stickers here, and people from the HPC Social Slack appreciate donations.